like herself, and sleepy. Perhaps it had been dreaming of a little white road with black trees on either side, a little road that led to nowhere. Then the door was pulled violently open, and the man strode in.
"Here, what are you doing sitting on the floor?" he shouted. "Give me my coffee, I've got to be off. Ugh, you haven't even washed over the table."
She sprang to her feet, poured his coffee into an enamel cup, and gave him bread and a knife, then, taking a wash rag from the sink, smeared over the black linoleum table.
"Swine of a day, swine's a life," mumbled the man,
sitting by the table and staring out of the window at the bruised sky, which seemed to bulge heavily over the dull land. He stuffed his mouth with bread, then swilled it down with the coffee. The child drew a pail of water, turned up her sleeves, frowning the while at her arms, as if to scold them for being so thin, so much like little stunted twigs, and began to mop over the floor.
"Stop sousing about with the water while I'm here," grumbled the man. "Stop the baby snivelling, it's been going on like that all night."
The child gathered the baby into her lap and sat rocking him.
"Tss, tss, tss," she said.